Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 2nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Myocardial work index as an indicator of cardiac function in ex-sede heart perfusion. The study demonstrated that the echocardiographic myocardial work index effectively evaluated cardiac performance in donor hearts during ex-situ heart perfusion. This method provides functional assessment of marginal cardiac grafts, which are increasingly relied upon due to organ shortages. The research confirmed that the myocardial work index accurately indicated cardiac function. This functional evaluation contributes to better selection and utilization of donor hearts for transplantation. Article number 2. 2-year outcomes in the direct oral anticoagulant apixaban in left ventricular assist devices. DOA-CL-VAD study. This study reported 2-year outcomes for apixaban anticoagulation in patients with left ventricular assist devices. Apixaban was previously established as feasible at 6 months without excess hemocompatibility-related adverse events. The current research provided crucial longer-term data regarding apixaban's safety and efficacy profile in preventing major adverse events in left ventricular assist device recipients. It informed the extended use of apixaban for anticoagulation in this patient population. Article number 3. Hemodynamic effects of sotatercept administration in pulmonary hypertension. Insights from remote monitoring. Sotatercept, a recently approved agent, addresses the underlying pathophysiology of pulmonary arterial hypertension by favoring pro-apoptotic pathways within the pulmonary artery. This distinct remodeling mechanism differentiates it from traditional vasodilator therapies. Sotatercept is used as an adjunctive treatment to existing vasodilator therapy for pulmonary arterial hypertension. This therapeutic approach provides a new strategy for managing this incurable disease. Article number 4. Donation after circulatory death transplantation alleviates waitlist time for hard-to-transplant cardiac recipients. Donation after circulatory death heart transplantation increased the cardiac transplant donor pool. This strategy significantly decreased waitlist times for hard-to-transplant cardiac recipients. The data showed that patients with challenging characteristics gained improved access to transplantation through this method. This approach effectively alleviates organ shortages and enhances transplant opportunities for a vulnerable patient population. Article number 5. Angiotensin 1-7 preconditioning during 10 degrees Celsius static preservation improves early post-transplant graft function in a rat lung transplantation model. Angiotensin 1-7 preconditioning during 10 degrees Celsius static preservation improved early post-transplant graft function in a rat lung transplantation model. The treatment effectively reduced ischemia reperfusion injury in acid-injured donor lungs. This demonstrated that the protective axis of the renin-angiotensin system enhances lung transplant outcomes. The findings established a therapeutic approach to mitigate early graft failure in lung transplantation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.